That is new. That is First Base out of Toronto with the song Not That Bad off. So it's the title track from their new record. It's new, totally new, on Hosehead Records. And that label is led up by Patrick, who now lives in Vancouver, and his buddy out in Toronto. So they're a duo. Yeah, I love First Base, and it's not that bad, that song. It was good. It was solid. There you go. My name is Anita B. This is my show, Sam Squanch's Hideaway, and the time is 6:33. I am here with you all until 8 o'clock. So my deal is every second Wednesday from 6:30 until 8. So, yeah, I'm prepared. I've got some stuff lined up for us. So coming up right now, we're going to go back to the year 2002. Locally, this is a band out of Vancouver. They're called Volumizer, and they are on Mint Records. So when I say are in the present tense, I say that because they live on in eternity on Mint Records, but they're no longer together. So Volumizer is a band that was... I've seen them, and my old band opened for them back in the day at the Piccadilly. I'll never forget. Yeah. So Jade Blade was in the band The Dishrags out of Victoria / Vancouver. So, and they were like, I swear, teenagers back in like the late 70s when that band started. And they were one of the first female punk bands. Did you know that in Canada? Punk rock bands. Yeah. So anyways, Volumizer is comprised of two females. So you had Jade and Shannon Oxannon. She is a visual artist. So she's an artist. And then you have Bill Napier-Hemmy, who is actually from the band The Pointed Sticks, as well as another guy. Oh, yeah, Rodney Graham. That's correct. He was in the band You Jerks. So it was like a co-ed band comprised of just serious, like, real, you know, musicians with cred from Vancouver, Volumizer. Anyways, we're going to hear the song I Promise You, Thomas. And what else can I tell you? I don't know. My show, Sam Squanch's Hideaway, is mostly Canadian music, mostly. So we have some Canadian on board. I've been reading the book, The Autobiography by Bruce Springsteen. And it's so, so good. So we have some Bruce Springsteen coming up. What else of note? I mean, obviously he's not Canadian, but I don't know. Anyways, let's listen to Volumizer here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. We'll be right back.
Beside, proximity to the arts is cleansing for the soul.
If there's any lesson we can take from High School Musical, it's that the arts are a vital part of any community. Join the CATR Arts Collective to see movies, theater, dance, or live comedy shows and share your thoughts on air. The Arts Report airs every Wednesday at 5 p.m. Email volunteer at CITR.ca to get involved.
Thank you.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and that right there out of Portland is the Thermals from their 2006 record. Hold on, I got this here. We heard the song, 07 I think it was. 07. We heard the song A Pillar of Salt. I'm just still trying to find the name of the record, but I'll look it up and you don't really care. Anyways, there you go. Before the Thermals, we heard La Tigra in there with the song Decepticon from their 99 record, self-titled 99 record. I saw La Tigra back in that era, like, because I came out in 99, as I mentioned, and I think I saw La Tigra, I almost want to say, like, the, was it New Year's Eve? On like the eve of like 2000 in Detroit. Yeah, it was a crazy good show. It was at the Magic Stick. That's right. Yeah, good times. Before La Tigra, we heard Volumizer with the song I Promise You Thomas from their 02 record on Mint called Gaga for Gigi. It is 6:47. My name is Anita B. My show is Sam Squanch's Hideaway. what do I have up next? Brutal Poodle. This is a band, they are local, and they are comprised of John Johnston, Carmen Poirier, and Dustin Bromley. So they're a three-piece. They haven't been around for too long, but they've been making a mark, playing a lot of sort of successful local shows. And John Johnston is most notably out of the band, what are they called? Oh my God, of course, my brain has just stopped working. This is typical. Anyways, it'll come to me. He's in like two really good bands that I like to play a lot of my show, but of course I forget. I have a lot in my mind. I just do. Here's where I was before I came to do my show. I was spending a little bit of time on the couch watching, like, I'm addicted to I just love Broad City to begin with. But the latest season is just as funny, if not funnier, than I can imagine. Broad City has never let me down. So please, if you get a chance, watch the latest season. I think it's season 4. I think that's what it is. And it just popped up for me on like Netflix or Crave, whatever it is, because they must have gone through the whole season on whatever network they're on, which I don't have because I don't have cable. So I'm so happy. I'm just really excited to delve into the into the latest. There's one whole episode where the two of them are tripping on shrooms the whole episode, and it's just a full on trip in itself. It's like a lot of it is animated, and it's just super funny. What else have I been watching? Oh, yeah, of course, Larry David. So Curb Your Enthusiasm. I got the opportunity on the plane on the way back from, I don't know, where was that coming from? Toronto. Really long flight. But I was so excited because Curb Your Enthusiasm, the latest season, is not on Netflix or Crave TV, one or the other. Except it was on the plane. So I was so stoked. So that's season 9. And it's stupid funny. It's like ridiculously funny. I don't want to give away too much, but I'll say this much. So episode 1 of season 9, I can't even describe it without like cracking up. Larry gets a fatwa put on him by I don't know, one of the Khomeinis, like the Shah of Iran. And it's because Larry decides he puts together, he had been away from I guess like sort of Hollywood and doing stuff. I mean, he was in behind the scenes working on his Broadway musical called Fatwa. So it's just like so ridiculous. And of course, JB Smoove is in it. And if you know JB Smoove, you just cannot watch the show without a huge grin on your face because it's just so stupid awesome. So there you go. Yeah, I've got some good TV stuff going on. So, you know, yeah. Anyways, okay, let's listen to music. I will stop talking about my TV watching habits. Okay, Brutal Poodle, as I mentioned, three people from Vancouver, and let's just listen to them. Let's see, what do we got here? Let's hear the place. the place. Let's hear the song. I'm going to go with Summer of 89. How does that sound? That sounds pretty okay. I remember where I was in the summer of 89. Do you? You probably weren't alive. Anyways, this is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Thank you. We just played Velvet Dinosaurs and their latest hit, Eating the Plate. Now let's go to the phones and hear what you have to say. Go ahead, caller, you're on the line.
Master Dirty Red Scum!
Really?
Kill!
That's really
kill! Bad. Kill! Filthy bastard Tommy! I hate him!
Okay, well,
You know, maybe you should relax a little bit. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Of my life, I'm not looking for no one, especially you. You're sexy enough for sex I can get anywhere. I know you're begging to cry and to scratching your eyes out. I'm sick of your lies and your kind, and especially you. Especially you. Especially you, especially you. If love is an ocean, I'm lost on a river without a canoe. Don't bait me with sex, I'm a macro without any gills. Oh, when you sucked on my tongue, I got bored of your forehead. You taste like a peach and I'm sick of especially you, especially you. Especially you, especially you, especially you, especially you.
Start living. Start listening. From features through music to news. Reflecting your views, this is
CYTR's thing.
CITR 101.9 FM broadcasting live from Vancouver, UBC.
Accelerated program.
Accelerated programming since 1937.
Oh, I'm sorry. As the drummer, I thought that was my job to count the songs off. But if that's something you want to do, whatever.
Yeah, I'm here. Here I am. All right. That right there was Vancouver from their 2008 record on Mint. What's it called? Canadian Tuxedo. That's it. Now, those guys have been pretty dormant. I don't know if they're officially broken up, but Eden is living in New West, where she's been for a while with her two kids, plus a new one that's added to the family. And her new husband, my goodness, things have changed so much. She's a lovely friend of mine, and we started hanging out about, well, I don't know, 3.5 years ago or so. We were both going through a serious breakup, a divorce, each of us. And we bonded. It was that summer of 2014. Yeah, crazy. But anyways, she's gone on with her life, and she's really happy, and yeah. So Vancouver themselves, as I mentioned, I don't think they officially broke up, but I think like two of the four members are on the island. CeCe Rose, who is another awesome friend of mine, is in Toronto. She moved there like a year and a half ago. But there you go. That's life, right? It moves on. All right. What do we hear before Vancouver? Oh, yeah. Superchunk. I decided to go way back to the mid-90s with Here's Where the Strings Come In. Obviously on Merge Records. And I say obviously because Laura Balance is one of the Merge Records. She runs it. Yeah, she's one of the top dogs there. Anyways, Hyper Enough, that's one of my favorite songs. Like back in the day, I used to listen to that song all the time. That was my song, as well as David Bowie's Pressure, Under Pressure. Those two songs, Hyper Enough and Under Pressure, those would be my songs to get ready if I was going out for the night, like to get myself pumped up. And there you go. Yeah, it's been so long since I've heard that song. I don't know, the sort of desire just kind of overcame me. I was like, all right, let's listen to that. Before that, we heard The Smugglers. Speaking of songs from the 90s, I'm really going back, aren't I? From Selling the Sizzle on Mint Records, we heard Especially You. And then Wolf Parade, I've played those guys for a reason. From their 2005 record, Apologies to the Queen Mary, which is on Sub Pop, we heard Grounds for Divorce. Now, I'm playing those guys because I intend on going to their show, which is Friday. So today's Wednesday, so Friday the 12th at the Commodore. So go check it out. I don't know if I've ever seen Wolf Parade, to be honest. I don't think I have. I've seen a lot of shows in my life, but I've never seen them. I got a little confused, though, because I did see what's-his-face, one of the lead singers, in his previous band called Atlas Strategic. So I saw him in some form, but so I'm stoked. It should be good. I'm sure. I mean, Wolf Parade is one of my favorite Canadian bands. Definitely. I used to play them like all the time. Now they have a new record out and I've played the one song and it's okay to be fair. I don't know. I'm not crazy. I haven't spent a lot of time with the record though. So I don't want to, you know, I don't want to be blasphemous or anything, but, anyways, there you go. So Wolf Parade, Commodore this Friday night. And I don't have a date yet. I'm trying to get my friends to go with me. I don't know if anyone's going to go with me. I might just go by myself, which is no big deal. I haven't been out to a show in a very long time. So going to shows by yourself is actually sometimes more fun because you just get your beer and you just like lose yourself in the crowd and it's all good. And if you like the band enough, you don't care. You're just there to focus on the band. So it could be one of those nights, but that's cool. All right, 7:13 is the time. My name is Anita B. This is my show, Sam Squanch's Hideaway. Now, what do I have coming up next? Ooh, this is what I've got. I'm excited. I've got some Bruce Springsteen coming on right now. And this song, Dream Baby Dream, I just adore. It was brought to my attention by a lovely fella. And it's actually the band Suicide. It's a cover. And I've listened to the song now for the past sort of 3 days, like nonstop. Well, no, it's been in my head nonstop. So I've kind of been listening to it nonstop. It's so beautiful. And I don't know how come I've missed it. But it's significant to me. And the reason I'm playing Bruce Springsteen is because I have been reading his book, which is really, really good. What's it called? I should know this. Anyways, he has a book that was just released like very recently. And it's a thick book. And I bought it at Costco and it was a little like daunting. I was kind of like, I don't know, man. Like, do I have the energy for that? And I've got about a third of the way through it. And his writing style is very interesting. So I came off of reading Hit So Hard by Patty Schemmel from Hole. So that was, you know, her autobiography on being a drummer in a band, etc., and all that. And it's a really dark book. It deals with a lot of drug addiction, just full on addiction. And anyways, and it was written in a very kind of like everyday language kind of way. But really effectively, like she did a really good job of portraying everything in a really sort of concise manner, but it wasn't really that poetic or anything. Now, Bruce Springsteen's book definitely is written in a lyrical kind of manner. Like, you feel like, again, you're in one of his songs a bit. He's got a beautiful kind of prose, like, really, he's gifted is what I'm trying to say. So if you like his lyrics, if you like his songs, if you like all this and that, I think you're going to like his book. Now, it took me a little bit to get into it. Like the first chapter, I was kind of like, but then once you get the flow, it's nonstop. So I can't wait to get home to get back to my book. Anyways, enough of that. Let's just listen to the song because it's crucial we do that right now. Here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, this is Dream Baby Dream from Bruce Springsteen.
Dream, baby, dream. Dream, baby, dream. Dream, baby, dream. Come on and dream, baby, dream. Come on and dream, baby, dream. Gotta keep the light burning. Come on, we gotta keep the light burning. Come on, we gotta keep the light burning. Come on, we gotta keep the light burning. Come on and dream, baby, dream. Gotta keep the fire burning. Come on, gotta keep the fire burning. Come on, we gotta keep the fire burning. Come on and dream, baby, dream. Come open up your heart. Come on and open up your heart. Come on and open up your heart. Come on, dream, baby, dream.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded, Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Yeah, no, I'm just at Shindig.
That was a really inspiring set.
CITR and Discorder's Battle of the Bands, they've been hosting it pretty much all year at the Hastings Mill Brewing Company, formerly known as Past Pub, every Tuesday night. It's the semis. Yeah, well, there are 27 bands and 27 winners, but these guys really aren't playing around to take the Shindig crown from last year's winner, Little Sprout. Yeah, coming out. You could win a free beer at Jokes or Beers and watch these bands battle it out for some rad prizes provided by our sponsors.
Silver Fox Postering, Nimbus Recording, Cannery Brewery, Pandora's Box, Vadermaster Studios, Rain City Recorders, Mint Records, Music Quest, Live from Thunderbird Radio Hill, Hastings Mill Brewing Company, Six Cent Press, Blue White Studios, and Print Print.
The second round of semis is January 16th with the Afrolution, Mama Rude Gal, and Mittens. Yeah, see you there.
from Vancouver. That is Tough Age with the song Coffin Foam. And you can find that on their self-titled record of a few years ago. I think it was released, oh my goodness, it was already released, good Lord, in 2013. So November of 2013, that was more than a few years ago. Oh my God, seems like yesterday. Anyways, they're so good. Tough Age. They are four-piece, female bass player, three dudes. Yeah. All right. And before that, from 1999, off the record, 13 songs, we heard Fugazi with the song Waiting Room. And then Bruce Springsteen in there covering the band Suicide from back in the day with Dream Baby Dream. So it's such a beautiful song. All right, it is 7:29. My name is Anita B, and my show here is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. It is currently 6 degrees Celsius here in Vancouver. let's take a look at the forecast. So today is already November. So it's not November, January. It's January 10th. Can you guys believe that? January 10th. Okay. So let's see what we have in store. Today's Wednesday for the next, I don't know, five-ish days or so. So tomorrow, Thursday, oh, it's going to be a little chilly. High of 3. It looks like it's going to be dark and rainy. Big shocker. Friday, cloudy with showers. High of 5. Let's see. Saturday, we've got a high of 8. So that's warm. Cloudy with showers. Sunday, this it will actually be a sun day, a day of sun, mainly sunny. Look at that, 10 degrees. So that's 50 degrees Fahrenheit, folks. That could be, it could be way worse. Cool. All right. So let's see. We have up now, excuse me. We've got the Von Bondies. Yeah. Out of Detroit. I used to love these guys. I haven't heard them in ages. I'm just playing all kinds of weird stuff tonight. This is from 2004. The song is Come On, Come On. I saw these guys. Yeah, I saw them at the Commodore, actually. Right. Okay. What is his name? Stolsteimer? Jason Solsteimer? Anyways. I just remember the big old kerfuffle between him and Jack White. I think it was in Detroit, for sure. Because Jack White actually produced, if I'm not mistaken, it could be this record here. One of their records. I don't know. There was obviously some sort of falling out. And I think it was at the Magic Stick. That's where I think it happened. And Jack White's pretty big. He's like 6 foot. He's at least 6'1". Let's put it that way. And I just remember the mugshots of them. Yeah, for sure. It was in the media. It's pretty crazy. Anyways, let's listen to the Von Bondies here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
You when you're alone and life is making you lonely, you can always go downtown. When you've got worries, all the noise and the hurry seems to help, I know. Downtown, just listen to the music of the traffic in the city. Linger on the sidewalk where the neon signs are pretty. How can you lose the light so much brighter there? You can't forget all your troubles, forget all your cares. So go downtown, things will be great when you're downtown. No finer place for sure, downtown. Everything's waiting for you. Downtown. Don't hang around and let your problems surround you. Downtown, maybe you know some little places to go to where they never close. Downtown, just listen to the rhythm of a gentle bossa nova. You'll be dancing with them too before the night is over. Happy again, the light's so much brighter there. You can't forget all your troubles, forget all your cares.
Hey folks, the Pride Collective at UBC is an AMS resource group for LGBTQ+ folks. All our events and resources are free, so you should check us out on Facebook or come to Nest 2103 and say hi. We have so many fun events every week.
Thank you. Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance.
Ugh. Everybody. God, this is awful.
Isn't there anything? Anything? Anything?
Listening to the radio these days can be distressing. Fortunately, here at CITR, our programmers choose the music that they play, so our charts reflect what people actually listen to. To find out what's really topping the charts, pick up a copy of Discorder magazine or check us out online at CITR.ca. Unless, of course, you'd rather keep listening to the chart-topping single, Everybody Dance.
What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance. Everybody dance. Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance? Everybody.
Yeah.
second to third hand information that complicates the complication. And I don't think before I speak, and I don't know how far my words reach. So wrong nearly every time that I'm sorry I speak my mind. If what I said was unkind, now it feels like I'm on fire. Judgment's born in my jealous mind, creeping inside outside. Connections I've made never follow through, and sooner or later disappoint you. Or cross you twice when your back is turned. That's how I've learned that someone has got to be.
All right, this is CITR, folks. My name is Anita B, and that was really good. I really enjoyed that. That's Jock Tears with the song Don't Talk to Me. Now, that is actually a Gigi Allen cover, which is very cool. And Jock Tears is comprised... Well, one of the people I know for a fact is Loren. Let's just go there. they've only been around for not too long, a local Vancouver band, so that's Jock Tears. Featuring Loren, who is also in the band Tough Age, who I played previously tonight. So there you go. I like those guys. Now, before that, we heard the Muffs from like sort of the early to mid 90s from their record Blonder and Blonder, Sad Tomorrow. I love that song. So good. Kim Shattuck, of course. Sebado before that with the song On Fire from their 96 record Harmacy. I believe that was a Sub Pop release. I have that CD someplace, and I think I wore it out back in the day, back in like 96. I was so into that record. And then we heard something from the Philadelphia band Beach Slang with Punks in a Disco Bar from their record A Loud Bash of Teenage Feelings. That's what it was. I'm Anita B, and I'm almost out of here. I'm going to leave us with something from... What am I going to leave us with? Oh, yeah, Dead Soft. So the local band Dead Soft. I'll be back in 2 weeks. So my show is every second Wednesday. It's called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. And coming up now, in a few minutes, is McConan with his show Mixtape. And I will see you guys in a couple of weeks, and happy 2018. I have zero expectations for anything in my life ever anymore. I'm telling you, it just makes life so much easier when you expect nothing. Like, that's just like the best way to live. Because back in the day, I used to sometimes like hope for things or expect things. And then I just got so disappointed so many times that I was just like, just basically, well, how can I put it? Worn out. Just like, you know, grinded down. The man's gotten to me. I don't know what to say. But okay, let's see what I got here. Let's see if I can find what I have supposed to be. Yeah, Dead Soft. Here we go. Dead Soft, as I mentioned. What are we gonna hear from these guys? Let's hear from this 2.5 minute song. It's called The Wind. And it was released on my birthday, September 5th, 2015. And this is CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.